And now to hear what it says in today's papers, Fiona Kelly is back with us.
The prospect of cutbacks and reduced output at RTE, a vote of no confidence in the Gartha Commissioner, and a row between the American tourist assaulted on Talbot Street and his son over money raised via GoFundMe. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. Cull of staff, less programming and selling HQ in RTE cuts plan. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which in common with the Irish Times, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror, reports on yesterday's appearance of RTE executives before the Oireachtas Media Committee. In his report in the Times, Jack Horgan-Jones details how the proposed spending cuts are likely to halt investment in online platforms and broadcasts from sporting and political events. Horgan-Jones also writes that there were signs yesterday evening that Kevin Backhurst's initial 8 weeks in charge at RTE was inspiring confidence within government that sufficient reform was being planned to enable the coalition to turn on the funding taps. Under the headline Fear and Fury in Montrose, meanwhile, the Mail reports that staff at RTE have been left reeling. Aisling Maloney reports that news and current affairs staff will have the chance to express their anger at a meeting with management later today. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror picks up on a remark made by Kerry TD Brendan Griffin at yesterday's hearing that he would rather buy a round in a pub than pay his licence fee, which is up for renewal. Leadership issues in policing north and south of the border feature in two of today's lead stories. The Irish Examiner reports on yesterday's GRA vote of no confidence in Gartha Commissioner Drew Harris. The Irish News, meanwhile, leads with the ongoing controversy surrounding last week's resignation of the PSNI's Chief Constable Simon Byrne. The Irish Sun leads with an interview with Magdalene Pam, whose 17-year-old daughter Amber has been missing since she snuck out of a hotel on a family holiday to Disneyland in Paris last month. It later emerged that Amber had been speaking to a man online beforehand, and CCTV footage showed her being driven away from a nearby petrol station in a car. But since then, there have been no reported sightings of her, and she hasn't been in contact with her family. The Pam family has been living in Cavan since moving there from South Africa last year. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the row which has broken out between Stephen Termini, the US tourist who was assaulted in Dublin's Talbot Street in July, and his son Mike Rizzuto over the GoFundMe page which raised €120,000 following that attack. Mr. Termini, who is back in his hometown of Buffalo, alleges that he hasn't seen any of the money, while his son says that he believes the money was intended to be used for himself and his brother's travel and accommodation and to potentially pay his father's future medical bills. Elsewhere this morning, Elaine Loughlin has a story in the front of the Examiner about how Disabilities Minister Anne Rabbitt stormed out of a meeting with senior HSE officials yesterday over the lack of delivery on therapists in school. A number of today's papers report on a video message posted online by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to mark her return to work following surgery she underwent at the Rotunda Hospital in June. And finally, the Times reports on a study of 220,000 participants of working age in 35 different countries, which found that Irish people get the most sleep on weeknights, which averages out at 7 hours and 48 minutes.